traveling faster than the speed of light is an essential aspect of many science fiction stories. Many stories in sci-fi contain settings that span enormous distances. Characters in these stories cross entire solar systems, galaxies, and beyond. It would be impossible to tell these stories, which often involve characters with finite lifespans, if there wasn't a way to travel almost unimaginable distances instantly. Due to a little thing called physics, however, moving faster than the speed of light is impossible for anything with mass. This real-world limit doesn't stop us from imagining different methods in which humanity can laugh in Albert Einstein's face. One of my favorite imaginary FUs to the theory of relativity is the Stargate devices introduced by the movie of the same name and ingrained in the pantheon of geekdom by the extremely popular shows Stargate SG-1 and Stargate Atlantis, and yes, even Stargate Universe. Created by an ancient civilization, the Stargates are a means of near instantaneous travel across cosmic distances. In this edition of Know Your Geek, we will take a look at what makes the Stargate one of the best devices for getting from point A to an extremely distant point B.
You know what? You just made the list! The list! The list! You just made the list!
To help us do that, I have my beautiful wife, Miss Superwoke, and Miss Superwoke, how are you doing today?
Good, good.
You good? Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. Did you ever watch any of the Stargate shows or movies?
I believe I did.
Yeah? What'd you think about them?
They're all right.
They're all right?
Yeah, from what I can remember. Yeah. I mean, it's been a while.
Do you remember anything about the Stargate itself? Great. All right. Good. Great. All right. Awesome. So you're the perfect subject for this. All right. First.
I remember a few things. A little ring, a little thing, and then the guy with the thing on the top of his head.
The little ring. Yeah.
Sasha T. Tarkin.
Tilk.
Tilk. Yes. Tilk. Him. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That one.
Well, this show isn't about Tilk and
the rings.
And the rings on his head?
No, I didn't say the rings on his head. I said there was rings.
Yeah, it's actually about the rings. The Stargates. And first, the Stargates. Did you know the Stargates are really friggin' old?
Yes, that made sense.
How old do you think they are?
I don't know, but I remember like there were even some places that they went to that, I remember them like still learning how to use the Stargates.
Yeah.
And then trying to figure out what like planets or realms or whatever they have to travel to and what like codes that they use to get to those different type of realms or whatever. But yeah. I do remember.
And those realms were like really old.
Yeah.
So the Stargates were introduced in the movie, I think in the late 90s, early 2000s, late 90s, I think. And at first we thought the Stargates were created by an ancient, somewhat ancient race, right? Around the time of the Egyptians.
Isn't that
or a little bit further than that.
Who Telk's people were?
Work? Yeah, the Gauld.
Okay.
They pretended to be gods, right?
Oh, pretended.
Pretended, yeah. They weren't really. They just used it to enslave humans using the Stargate universe to spread humanity from Earth across the galaxy.
Must be from America. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Super woke. but they're even older than that. Stargates are millions of years old. Mm. And we find this out later on in the SG-1 series with Teal'c.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they were actually created by an ancient civilization in a whole other galaxy over 50 million years ago. So even before the dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy, right?
That's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Does my knowledge about the age of the Stargates make me even hotter?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. All right, so my long-winded introduction to this, I kind of explained in my... You know, me not being a physicist, right? So, whatever. Take that for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't travel faster than the speed of light.
Can or can't?
You cannot.
Okay.
In the real world, you can't. In a lot of science fiction, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. But when that happens in science fiction stories, they try to explain away some of the reasons why you can't travel faster than the speed of light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the Stargate, even though you're traveling vast distances, like across a galaxy, and it seems like you're moving faster than the speed of light, you're technically not moving faster than the speed of light.
to what's happening.
Wow, you're supposed to be like, woo, that's amazing.
Yeah. No, it is, but what's happening? Oh.
So actually, what the Stargates are doing between Stargate 1 and Stargate 2, they're creating a wormhole. Or, according to people much smarter than me, an Einstein-Rosen bridge. What is an Einstein-Rosen bridge, Super Woke? Oh, let me tell you. An Einstein-Rosen bridge is a theoretical tunnel through space-time.
Okay.
So to put that simply, and trying my hardest, my brain's probably going to blow up thinking about this.
Like a wormhole?
It's a wormhole. So instead of having to travel faster than the speed of light to get someplace mm-hmm. across the galaxy and within your lifetime, mm-hmm. what they do is, with the Stargates too, they bend space-time. So it's like taking two points on a piece of paper. Instead of drawing a line between those two points, you bend the piece of paper and make the two points touch each other.
That makes sense.
And then you walk through.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all science-y.
I wish I could do that now.
Wish you could do that work. Now? Oh, man. Why would you use that technology just to get to work?
What?
How about like a bank vault?
But why? Just want to get to work.
Still.
Yeah, see, I'm not doing all that.
You're a very mature human being.
I am. Sometimes.
I'm robbing everything.
Without me. All
right. So that's a good way of getting past the whole difficulties of, you know, breaking the laws of physics.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. All right. With that said, right, Stargates do bend space-time. And one of those words in that is time. So Stargates can also be used as a time travel device.
Oh.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Did
I know that?
I'm pretty sure we watched a couple episodes where they went back in time.
Hmm.
Right? So what's interesting about the Stargates, right?
Mm-hmm.
They work on, like, the quantum aspect of the universe. And that's how they can, like, bend space-time and work with fundamental particles and stuff like that, right? And when you get to these fundamental particles that are really small, mm-hmm. right? Space and time are essentially the same thing. It's just that these devices are meant to transport you across space and not necessarily across time, unless a freak accident happens. And it's occurred a couple of times in the show. First time on an episode of SG-1 entitled 1969, where the Stargate's matter stream, right, the tunnel, gets intercepted by the sun's solar flare, which causes it to bend back on itself and transport the SG-1 team back in time. Mind blown.
Was this a black and white episode?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. Well, they wearing like Tommy guns? I mean, wearing Tommy guns. But they had like Tommy guns and wearing striped like outfits and stuff.
I think that was a Star Trek episode.
Oh, no.
But it's cool. You know?
Never mind.
It's okay.
Mm.
That's all right. I mean, we can get like literally shot by like the geek police by confusing those two.
I would never confuse those two. I just didn't remember if that was that or something else.
Yeah,
I didn't remember the characters in there.
Well, so anyway.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
That's an interesting fact.
If you have a Stargate, you can actually go back in time and relive your workday.
Oh.
That you love work so much.
That's torture.
And like a infinite loop of going to work.
Oh, you hate
on the same
that
day.
Much. That's what's up.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what you want. That's your life. That's what you want to do. All right.
Every day.
So how cool are Stargates to you at this moment so far?
They're useful.
They're useful, right?
They're very useful.
You need to
make one with a 3D printer.
That's funny that you say that. Did you know that you could build a Stargate in your basement?
Am I, like, reading something? Like, this is actually happening? Okay.
This is actually happening.
I'm
like psychic. You knew exactly where we were going.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like we planned it.
It's almost like we did.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So, apparently.
You really did.
So, apparently. It's possible to create your very own single-use Stargate using parts that you find on eBay.
Now, this possibility, on the percentage scale, how realistic is this?
What's less than zero?
Okay.
Right? But in the world of Stargate, it's extremely possible.
Oh.
So in the episode of Stargate SG-1 entitled Ascension, there are a group of ancient beings, the ones that actually created Stargate, that ascended into like a different realm of existence millions of years ago.
I think I remember this one.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like supposed to be like heaven or something like that.
I don't think they believe. They're like,
no, well,
the
wasn't.
You know, but what's funny? The bad ones actually were more like creating that idea of heaven and hell. Where the,
yeah, because I remember an episode, like, one of them ascended. It was like a woman or something like that, right?
A couple people ascended throughout the series. Okay. This particular person.
And then descended.
Yeah, this particular person descended.
Oh, right? I know what we're talking about. I think. Okay.
Well, yeah. So this particular character called Orlin was an ascended being who had a habit of helping humans. And he would get punished. The humans would get punished on his behalf.
Okay.
Because he would give them keys to technology that they shouldn't have that would backfire somehow. So in this episode Ascension, Orlin goes, he de-evolves or de-ascends, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Back into a human being to warn SG-1 about using a weapon that he created.
Okay.
Because he knows that if they use it, his other ancient buddies will just destroy humanity.
Got it.
So, you know, he does his thing. The show goes on. I don't want to go into that because we're not talking about the show. We're talking about the Stargate.
The Stargate.
We're talking about the Stargate. And throughout the show, he's spending a lot of time in the basement. And we find out later on when people try to, you know, take him for their own evil deeds. Wow. He was creating a Stargate in Samantha Carter's basement using... Here's a list of people that are interested. If you're interested in creating your own Stargate, mm-hmm, you're going to need, let's see here.
Eyeball from a bat.
Let's see here. What do we have here? You're going to need some titanium.
Okay.
You're going to need some optic cable. Okay. Some industrial strength capacitors.
That's looking possible still.
And a toaster.
You just need a toaster.
And a toaster.
Oh.
Not sure what he used a toaster for, but he needed a toaster. The bad part about that is that most Stargates are made of, like, really, like, durable, alien, like, materials.
I've also never seen a toaster next to the Stargate in any of the...
Conspiracy.
It is. So, maybe he was just hungry. Stop hating. Damn.
No, he used a toaster for a Stargate. The unfortunate thing about that is that because of the... You know, materials that he used for this do-it-yourself Stargate, it was only good for one use. Oh, and after he used it that one time, it was no longer a viable Stargate.
Mm,
So you can make it in your basement.
But only one time.
You can only use it one time.
So it's like, if I had one wish, what would I do?
So if you would go to work.
No, if you made...
No, you can't take that back.
Take what back? You're the one who said it. I didn't say I would go to work.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
All right. Okay. It's all recorded.
Wait. Okay. So what would you do?
What would I do? I would rob a bank.
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously. What is
the damn? I wouldn't be able to get out the bank though.
Duh.
Damn. What I would do is get out this conversation.
Oh. Okay.
Damn. All right. All right. So that was one unique Stargate.
Okay.
But what if I told you there were a lot more different types of Stargates?
Is that one of them where Jason Momoa is in there?
Yes, actually. So Jason Momoa, as you call him, played a character in the Stargate Atlantis series that took place in a different galaxy. And that galaxy was called the Pegasus Galaxy, and it contained the Pegasus Gates. We find out that Milky Way has their own gate system because the ancients lived in the Milky Way for some time. And the Pegasus Galaxy contained its own Stargate network because the ancients lived in that time. So they were just sprinkling Stargates all over the place. All right.
Like this?
Interesting about those things is that the Pegasus network of Stargates can't really interact with the Milky Way network of Stargates unless you have a really powerful energy source, right? So you had those. You had the Ori Super Gates. So the Ori are the evil versions of the ancients. They were like in the later seasons of SG-1.
I don't remember this, but go ahead.
Right? They were like the
I remember the priors.
Well, they kind of made the Gaul look like little punks.
Oh.
Very powerful, right? And they had these super gates that were like super giant gates floating in the middle of space that allowed their really large spaceships to travel instantaneously from their galaxy to our galaxy. We also had weaponized stargates. One of those weapons were created by the Ashurians. I can't say their name correctly. But you know the replicators from SG-1? The little spider beings?
Yes.
There was a version of those that were created by the ancients that looked like human beings. And they lived in the Pegasus galaxy. And they created a stargate that was actually a weapon.
Didn't they have that one, though?
Who?
The main characters in...
SG-1? Or?
Yeah, but the Atlantis.
Atlantis? No, they didn't.
One of them had that weapon, though.
There was another weaponized stargate weapon in... There was another weaponized Stargate weapon in SG-1 called the Dakara Super Weapon. So the weapon wasn't actually the Stargate itself, but it was like this energy beam that used the Stargate network to spread itself across the galaxy.
Okay.
Right? Okay. All right. So that's about it for our Stargate knowledge. There's a lot more that people can get into if they watch SG-1 and Atlantis
and that other
Stargate
one?
Yeah, that other one.
Yeah, what was the other one though?
Stargate Universe.
Universe.
Yeah.
It's probably why I never heard of that one before.
It didn't really last too long. Had a lot of potential.
Oh, what happened to it?
It wasn't Stargate Atlantis or SG-1.
Ah.
So people weren't fans.
Like, wasn't the Wraiths in there?
The Wraith were in... Man, you're cool.
What?
The Wraith, they were actually part of the enemies of Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah, I remember that, because they used to... What's his name? He had, like, a really, like, huge vendetta against them or something. It was kind of ridiculous. I don't remember. Yeah. But it's all coming back a little by little.
Well, you know, well, thank you for letting me borrow you for this.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
Stargates are one of my all-time favorite forms of sci-fi tech. Stargates weren't simply transportation devices, but windows into some of the most interesting adventures in sci-fi. They allowed for storytelling that crossed whole galaxies without the need to get too wacky with the fake science. You can learn more about the Stargate by watching the Stargate film and streaming the very popular shows, even Stargate Universe, on Amazon Prime.
Ooh. I'm probably going to have to look at one of those episodes just to see how bad it was. I mean, good it was.
It, you know, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Yeah.